This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin downtown at this hour at Manhattan Federal Court, where the top federal prosecutor in the city has decided, you all can keep this. I'm not doing this. I'm out. Daniel Sassoon, a Republican who was the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, just quit, resigned, and her resignation has been confirmed by a spokesperson for the office. And the reason? Apparently she didn't appreciate being asked, no, told by the Department of Justice to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams. That issue has been a lightning rod here in the city, where critics and some civic leaders have suggested Adams, accused of taking bribes and already set for trial in April, courted favor from the new Trump administration. Much has been said about Adams' alleged new allegiance to work with the administration in its immigrant deportations from a mayor who has long criticized Washington for its lack of help for New York, struggling with the immigrant crisis. Adams visited Mar-a-Lago, and the tongues immediately began to wag, eyebrows raised, wondering if a deal was in the works. Well, this past week, it was announced that the DOJ would reach out to federal prosecutors here in Manhattan to drop all charges against him, saying, in essence, the corruption charges would hinder Adams from doing his job of dealing with the immigrant crisis. Adams has called it all a witch hunt, striking the same vibe as the president, who himself has been convicted of crimes and ruled liable for others. Sassoon, the prosecutors, apparently has had enough and submitted her resignation. No word on a replacement or if there will be more departures from the federal prosecutor's office in the wake of that order. Stay with 1010 Wins for the latest updates. Speaking of Adams, now to that much-talked-about meeting between the mayor and the border czar, Tom Holman. The buzz today, the DOJ just sued New York over its immigration policy, saying the city's impeding ICE enforcement. The closed-door meeting was seen by many as Adams' chance to show how he plans to work with the Trump administration in this sanctuary city. But critics say, again, it's also the chance to see if Adams will belly up to Trump in exchange for that DOJ cancellation of the bribery charges against him everybody's been talking about. Here's Juliet Papa.
Border czar Tom Holman and Mayor Adams left in separate vehicles without comment, but Republican council members had plenty to say after their meeting with the border czar. According to Bob Holden,
he just said that he's going to hold the mayor responsible for things he said prior, the last meeting they had, that he didn't deliver on.
Bronx Councilmember Christy Marmorato told Holman about the planned 2,200-bed migrant shelter due to open in Hunts Point.
Just to inform him, and he was like shocked about it. He asked who was paying for it. We told him the city, and he said, get me that address.
Officials say the mayor can't sign executive orders canceling sanctuary city policies. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
And now the continued fallout. City Council Speaker Adrian Adams, who says our little city has been compromised, folks.
It seems overtly intended to serve as a continued instrument of blackmail against our city's mayor, to serve as an arm of the Trump administration.
It's unclear exactly what Adams and Holman discussed and how it'll play out in real time. Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest. Well, they've arrested a roommate now connected to the remains of a dismembered guy found in a suitcase floating in the East River the other day. And wait till you hear what sources say they were fighting over, which led to the unthinkable.
Police say the torso stuffed in a suitcase floating in the East River belonged to 65-year-old Edwin Echevarria. They believe his roommate, 23-year-old Christian Millette, is the one who did it. One of their neighbors holding back tears hearing the news.
He took this man in and he called him his grandson, and it's unfortunate that he just trusts the wrong person.
Carmen Santiago lived down the hall.
He was a good guy, you know, very responsible.
Police sources say that Millette used an ice pick, chopped up the body in the bathtub, and stomped on his head before getting rid of the torso in the East River. Police are still searching for the other remaining body parts. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
A source telling 1010 Winds the two were fighting over food. A new area code coming to town. We told you a while back that the city's adding another three-digit code because we're on track to exhaust the phone number options with all our existing codes. 347-718-9179, all of these numbers. The State Public Service Commission says they'll all be gone by the end of 2026, and that new code will be, drumroll, well, the band's off today, 465. Once our existing area codes are exhausted, they'll be retired, and all new numbers will start with 465. They're expecting it to last for around another 11 years before they have to do it again. Well, knock, knock, who's there? I, robot, with your food. Uber Eats launching autonomous robots now to bring stuff to your house starting today. So when you order in the app, you'll have the option to pick between the robot and a human being, the traditional delivery. The bot can travel up to 31 miles on a single charge. They've been tested against the elements, snow, rain, freezing, rain, all that other stuff we're getting. Uber says you can track your robot in real time, and when it gets to you, you will be prompted to click an unlock button. Ye old unlock button in the app to get your food. It's available from 11 to 9. Uber says only a handful of businesses are participating so far now. By the way, you don't even have to tip the robot. I'm still trying to figure out, though, what happens if you are in an apartment building? Does it get out of the car and walk to the elevator? I don't know. Anyway, when we find out, we'll let you know.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.